Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen.
If tomorrow all things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be a citizen of an exceptional country. I do believe America is exceptional. Warts and all, flaws and all, mistakes and all, I still think America is exceptional and is the greatest country on the planet in the history of mankind. We're commemorating the 11th anniversary of the attacks of September 11th, 2001 today. That's what we're going to be doing today. If you don't like that, then I'm giving you fair warning. You can go somewhere else. But if you'd like to reground yourself in that experience, which I think we should all do, we can't forget this, folks. And I've got some things that I'm. It's just you and me. This segment, we got plenty of guests coming up. The rest of the show: Rich Galen, Jonathan Zook, Janice Kephart. We got some great folks coming up after this next segment. But I want to talk about what I call my top 10 list of things that I believe to be true about the global war on terrorism, on radical Islamic terrorists, and those states that support and encourage them, like Iran. Like Syria. Here's the number 10 thing that I believe to be true about this. All people who are free or who want to be free, regardless of where they live on the planet, are in a global war against radical Islam. Not Islam, radical Islam. The people who are trying to basically take over that religion. Number 9, the war on terror has no front lines, rear areas, demilitarized zones, or safe harbors. It's wherever they want to do it. It's wherever they want to inflict their crimes. Number 8, Islamic terrorists kill innocent people because they hate Jews, they hate Americans, and other non-believers, other infidels, more than they love their own children. Number 7, the war on terror is not about oil or Israel or religion. It's about global domination of radical Islam, which could take civilization. Their desire would be to take civilization back to the first millennium AD. Number 6, terrorism is very efficient. Even failed terrorist acts are successful because they almost always have the effect of limiting our society, our freedoms, don't they? Years after one person failed to detonate a shoe bomb, you and I are still taking our shoes off at the airport. Terrorism is very efficient. Number 5. For many years, mistakes have been made in dealing with terrorists by many governments and their leaders. More mistakes will be made. Our enemies are terrorists, not those who make mistakes trying to fight them. Number 4. Success in the war against radical Islam will not come to the naive, the passive, or the squeamish. History has shown that appeasement does not work when dealing with evil. Evil doesn't recognize appeasement. It sees it as weakness and as an opportunity to attack. Islamic terrorists will never employ or respond to diplomacy or negotiation. They will kill and create chaos until they win or until we kill them. Number three, by themselves, terrorists cannot defeat us. They can only create conditions that diminish our resolve and cause us to defeat ourselves. This is something we have to understand. There are not very many of them. There are many, many more of us. But unfortunately, evil is easier to leverage than good. A few evil people can do more evil, more damage in just a short time than all the rest of us can do good in that same short time. Because evil is easier to leverage than good. We can't be naive about that. Today, the future of the free world, I still believe that the future of the free world is at stake because the stated goals and the determination of radical Islam. They've said it. Listen to the president of Iran, what he says. You should believe him when he says those things. And number one, it is absolutely possible that we could lose the war against radical Islam. Folks, we can't be naive about this. These people are very determined. The radical Islamists are very determined. We could lose this war. We can't be naive about it. We can't let our guard down. We have to always be vigilant. We always have to always be prepared to protect and to maintain our freedoms. This is Jim Blasingame, 29 After. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.